I'm Jenna Wagner, and she's from Ettrick, Wisconsin, Trempealeau County.
Good afternoon. The 2008 presidential election is a pivotal race as well as a pivotal time in our country. As a young person, we must be involved in the election as the next administration shapes policy that will affect our generation. Being a member of the McCain-Palin Farmer and Rancher Committee gives us the opportunity to unite as one in the agriculture industry, as well as share the importance of why McCain and Palin need to be in the White House come January. Thanks.
Thank you, Janet. Now I'm going to call on Nate Casper, who's from Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
I just think this is a really exciting time, especially for the farmers in Wisconsin. Agriculture has always just been such a great part of our state and just the backbone of our economy here. And as we've seen that Wisconsin is still a crucial player in this election, I think a lot of farmers have an opportunity to have their voices heard. And McCain has the energy issue right. If we look at the input costs for our farmers and what it takes to put a crop in the ground in the spring to the field cost it takes to harvest it, those have all been increasing, and our fertilizer is all tied to petroleum and its use to make that. And I think McCain is really pushing for tapping our resources, but doing this in an environmentally responsible way and an economically feasible way. And really, when you look at the farmer's perspective, I think he really has those issues at heart and really is looking in terms of the bottom line it takes to produce, whether it is, you know, a gallon of milk or a bushel of corn. And I really appreciate that from that standpoint.
Thank you. And it's a fairly close relative. One of the neat things that can happen in agriculture when it's strong is bringing new people back into your operation. I'm next going to call on Justin Harsdorf, my son, who just graduated from UW River Falls in dairy science, for his perspective.
I'm just glad to have this opportunity as a dairy farmer now, graduated from River Falls. Just a great opportunity and chances we have to vote and to participate in politics and just be able to voice our opinion. And it's a crucial time to know who you're for and what they're for and their values that they will stand on. I look at the future, and it's so important to go for the politics and go for McCain. I just look at regulations, and these could be big issues in the future and slow down the future on the farm economy. I just think it's really important to have the McCain on supporting and looking at the areas that could be taxed and could not give the farmers opportunity on farming and just the future. It's just really a good chance for the farmers to voice their opinion and also be there for McCain as a supporter.
With that, we wanted to roll out this committee, not just because of the opportunity that farmers need to recognize they can make a difference in this campaign, but it's really the opportunity to understand they are now crucial. They're being asked many times to not only feed the world, now to produce the energy. For their unwillingness to participate would be a danger for the direction of our country. In fact, I look at it that agriculture is the incubator for entrepreneurship, new ideas, and has proven time and time again that if we're allowed to not have government regulations control us, but to give us the opportunity to grow, we can solve a lot of this country's problems. That's a commitment that we see from Senator McCain. It is a commitment that we have as members to make sure that they're successful after they're elected. With that, I'll be more than happy to open it up for any questions.
Mr. Secretary, the Obama campaign, the last 24, 48 hours, seized on some comments that Senator McCain made earlier this week that seemed to be fairly critical of farm subsidies and potentially farm programming in general. You have concerns about those statements from the campaign, and as a former Secretary of Agriculture, how those statements might indicate the Senator's policy-making decisions vis-a-vis ag programming in an administration?
Well, I think from a producer's perspective, I want to see us get it from the marketplace. Senator McCain is committed to getting our profits from the marketplace. And if you look at what's happened over the last couple of years for agriculture, the young people that are coming back into production agriculture are not going to come back because somehow we're bought by subsidies. It would be a sad case for agriculture if that was true. Now, we need to have a commitment to how do we create demand, for example, on the energy side. Senator McCain is for ethanol and developing ethanol, but he's proposed to create the effort on the demand side. He's proposed giving a $5,000 tax credit to individual consumers who go and buy a car that's zero based emissions. Let's create the incentives, and that's what he's committed to. The idea that somehow farmers want to live on subsidies is an idea of catastrophe for agriculture. There is no doubt you cannot stop them overnight, or it would be tough. He understands that. But his goal and his commitment, which I think separates himself from Senator Obama, is that somehow Senator Obama wants to see us live off subsidies, and somehow we ought to jump up and down. The strength of the Dairy Expo, for example, and the strength of our dairy industry today in Wisconsin is not based on the fact we're living off subsidies for the last 2 years. We finally had a demand curve grown by our own efforts to export dairy products, which is now 9%. It wasn't but a few years ago we were trying to get it to 5%. We haven't looked and said there's only a limited pie. We said there's opportunities even outside of our borders. And that is a huge difference between these two candidates. Any other questions?
When you speak of regulations that are particularly onerous to the farming industry, can you cite one in particular that you're looking at?
Well, I think it's how you view regulations. Do you wake up in the morning and when you're setting public policy, do you say, I think we're going to regulate from Washington, or are we going to allow the entrepreneurship, similar to what we did in Wisconsin? Do you think Discovery Farms, to deal with environmental research, came out because we woke up some morning saying the best idea is going to be created here in Madison and we're going to solve the problem? No, it came about because we said the best place to do research was directly on the farm, and we came up with a new idea, we got it funded, and it happened. That same kind of idea, which Senator McCain would support on a national level to try and look at watersheds in the Midwest or any place else in the country, can be done by trying to encourage that kind of on-farm research. So it's really, how do you wake up in the morning? Do you wake up saying, I know that regulating you is far better than trying to give you incentives on how you can create the answer and the solution.